When comic book writer Stan Lee created superheroes like Spider-Man, Thor, Black Widow, X-Men and Deadpool, he and the Marvel Comics team were probably not anticipating the characters would be immortalized in the names of newly discovered insect species. But CSIRO scientists have paid homage to those superheroes as they set about naming 164 new species of insect, plants, fish and birds over the past year. For CSIRO entomologist Brian Lessard, the flies with Marvel Universe names are especially interesting. Hello.
Morning, Vanessa. How are you?
I'm great. Dr. Lessard, describe these new insect superhero names.
So these are assassin flies, also known as robber flies, and they go around and catch other insects and even small birds to eat. So they are the Earth's mightiest predators. And one species is about the size of your thumb, and it has a black and red mask on its back, and it looks just like Deadpool. So we named it after Deadpool.
And you've got several others which you've also named for these Marvel comics. What are their traits and qualities?
We named one Brontiflavus, which is the official name meaning blonde thunder, after the one and only Thor, played by Chris Hemsworth. And we've also named one after Black Widow. The species name is Feminitagus, which means woman wearing black. So it demonstrates that scientists can have fun while they name new species.
And you also need to know Latin words and origins, don't you? Because you've clearly put a lot of thought into their Latin names.
Yeah, the convention is to use Latin to name species, but we can also name them after specific locations where the species are found. So I named one recently from Kalbarri National Park. So the species name is Kalbarri.
Now, what is it about these assassin flies and these new flies generally, Brian, that you find particularly intriguing or interesting?
The strangest thing is probably how many there are. So when you think about flies, you think of the annoying bush fly that always is trying to annoy you. But there's 30,000 species in Australia, and they're the ones we know about. So scientists estimate we've only discovered a quarter of life in Australia. So it's no surprise that each day we're discovering new species. And naming a species is the first step to understanding them and also protecting them. So we may have lost a lot of species in the recent bushfires that were never known to science.
Well, that's kind of sad to think about, because some of these flies and wasps, they've got their own superhero qualities. They could, in fact, be useful to humans.
Yeah, so we named five new species of spider wasps from the CSIRO collections. And what's cool about spider wasps, there's a lot in WA. The females hunt down spiders and inject venom into them. And our researchers at CSIRO are now looking into the chemical compounds in this venom because they act on the human nervous system. So they might be the next wonder drug to treat epilepsy and also Alzheimer's disease.
That's intriguing. Give me a couple of reasons, Brian, why, you know, it would be easy to reach for the fly swat or the spray to get rid of flies and wasps in the home and garden. Why should we hesitate?
So using pesticides has a really bad knock-on effect to the environment. If we spray everything with harsh chemicals, that'll eventually leach into our waterways, poison our rivers, and also just destroy the insect community. And flies in particular are amazing pollinators. So there's researchers that are starting to get flies to become the next mango and avocado pollinators as well. And if I could leave you with one fact, it would be that without flies, there would be no chocolate, because chocolate is only pollinated by tiny little flies called Seropogonid midges.
So no flies, no chocolate.
No flies, no chocolate.
Oh, I don't know that I'm going to cope.
All the more reason to put the spray away.
Absolutely. Dr. Brian Lessard is my guest. He's an entomologist with CSIRO, and a suite of new animals have been named over the past year, but it's a group of flies that particularly interests Dr. Lessard. He's also known as Bri the Fly Guy on social media. Coming back to these Marvel Universe names for a moment, Brian, Stan Lee gets a look in too, doesn't he?
Definitely. And what's really fantastic about this species is that its defining feature was this big, white, bushy mustache. So our researchers named it after the late comic book creator Stan Lee. And you can find these flies buzzing around Franklin River National Park and Deontre-Castoe National Park down in southwest WA as well.
Oh, yes, the lovely French name. There's lots of long French names on the WA coast. Doncastro,
there we go. I got confused with the apostrophe and the X.
But, hey, you have been able to reel off those beautiful Latin long names that us mere mortals would never be able to pronounce, Brian. So you've got one up on us there. And there's also a fly, a Loki fly. This has a really interesting Latin meaning as well. Tell us about Loki.
Yeah, so Loki is, in the Marvel Cinematic, the god of mischievousness. And so we name this species Illusio Lortis, which is Latin for elegant deception.
Brian, it's been great to speak with you. Thank you.
That was so much fun.
Dr. Brian Lessard, he is a CSIRO entomologist and new flies with Marble Universe names. Blonde Thunder, Thor's Fly, Woman Wearing Black, the Black Widow Fly, and Deadpool. Its Latin name has got a nod to a wet or moist environment, things that are dead, and the prominent mask marking on the back of the Deadpool fly makes you think a lot more about the small flies and wasps that surround us.